95BFM is now coming to you live from the Tate Prize Ceremony.
Yes, here we are. We're live at the Tate Prize Ceremony at the NZICC. I'm joined by none other than Geneva AM. Kia ora e hoa.
Oh my God, what's up?
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm actually real nervous and I'm kind of freaking out, but I'm having a really good time.
That's awesome. You arrived first and Millie said Early Bird gets two nominations because you're nominated, of course, for the independent debut and for the main Tate Prize this year. It's kind of Geneva AM's world and we're all just living in it?
Yes. It is just, I'm the Matrix, I'm Neo, and yeah, that's what's going on. I'm creating this reality for myself. And you can do it too, back at home.
A message for you all from Geneva AM, a little bit of mātauranga. So excited to see how the night unfolds for you. Tell me a little bit, you look gorgeous. Tell me about your outfit.
So I went through a series of different things. I wanted to go noir mode and wear black because it is an Auckland event.
Yep.
And it is kind of our uniform.
Yep.
But I was going to wear like a white dress, but then it just wasn't working. And then I made this necklace.
Oh, wow.
And it's
homemade.
Got a tenor vibe.
Yeah.
And then...
Especially with the black dress as well.
What else? Oh, I made this.
Yeah, gorgeous.
So this is A. I've got Rarotongan heritage. So the M and AM stands for Masters. And it's a huge family. Yeah, so shout out to the Masters family.
Shout out to the whānau.
I've got some headphones just in case the Mint Chicks play. Earplugs, I mean, not headphones.
I hear you're a really big Mint Chicks fan.
I'm such a big Mint Chicks fan.
The homies just arrived.
Just saw some homies.
Oh, so excited for you. I'm going to let you get on and hang out with your mates. But thank you so much for stopping for a chat. And good luck.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Love you, BFM.
Amazing. That was Geneva AM coming at you live from the black carpet. BFM is here at the NZICC. I'm standing outside Te Papai Theatre. The masses are slowly trickling in, starting to arrive. 5:30 official start, but you know, it's the indie music crowd, so who knows what time everyone's going to get here. I've seen Mokotron has arrived. We're going to pull him for a chat very shortly. We've got Samara Alofa here as well. I think perhaps there's some sort of live set incoming with Samara as well. We'll just have to wait and see, dear listeners. It's all very, very exciting. Millie's here, Molly's here, I'm here, I'm Rosetta. That was Millie, I don't know if you could hear her in the background. Taylor McGregor's pulled up. The black carpet is looking gorgeous. And it's all go. I think we're going to jump into a little track that Elle is going to play for us, and then we're going to see who we can pull aside for a little kōrero. Thank you, Elle.
I want to believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? I want to believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home?
Yes, here we are down at the NZICC at the Tate Music Prize. I'm joined by Jasmine Mary. Hello.
Kia ora.
How are you feeling?
Frazzled.
Frazzled?
Absolutely frazzled. Got a potato in my purse for good luck.
Oh my God, let's see. Well, not good for radio, but good for the camera. Oh, it's quite a wee one.
Yes, a baby potato. Potato baby.
Yeah, lovely. Practical.
Yeah, of course.
I'm intrigued that you're feeling a bit frazzled because I thought this might be just part of your routine now. I mean, you've won the independent debut. You were nominated again last year with Pony Baby, and now you're nominated for the main Tate Prize. It's like, it must almost be a bit boring for you.
It's not boring, no. It's very frazzling. I'm not bored.
Well, that's good. I must say,
I've been bored in years.
Good, good. Only boring people get bored, you know. I must say, you look amazing. Tell me a little bit about your outfit.
Tim's Op Shop, $12. About 5 p.m. I asked the concierge at the hotel for some buttons and twine. I thought, who uses this? I did. I sewed this here. You can see a little hack job, bad for radio as well, but Yeah.
Yeah. You can all imagine at home, everyone. It's like a silky sort of pink lacy situation. Very classy.
It looks like someone named Gertrude owned it and died, and then I bought it for $12.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. And that's what the Tates is all about.
That's what it's about.
Lovely. Well, we'll let you get on with your night, but huge congratulations for your nominations, and so excited to see how it all plays out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jasmine. Here we are at the Tate Music Prize, and I'm about to pull aside Babe Martin as well, who I think might just about be ready for a little corridor, looking stunning. Hey, Zoe.
Hello. How are you?
So good. How are you?
Oh, very, very good. So happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. We're actually live to air right now.
I know. Millie was just saying.
Yeah. Here we are in Radio Land, but at the Tate Prize, I must say, you look absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you. My shoes are glued together. They just need to last the night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we'll see how they go.
What sort of glue are we talking here?
Well, I went to the supermarket earlier this morning to try and find some super glue, and I went with the one that said better than super glue.
Wow, better than super glue.
But so we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
So the second cheapest.
Awesome. Second cheapest and better than super glue. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, we'll see. I'll let you know.
Awesome. We might see Babe Martin maybe getting on stage with a falling apart shoe, but
perhaps. Time will tell.
Who knows where the night could take us. Huge congratulations on your nomination for Best Independent Debut. Tell us a little bit about how it feels to be nominated this year.
Oh, I mean, it feels amazing. Like, I have loved the Tates ever since I first went a couple of years ago for BFM doing media stuff, and I just think it's so special, you know, here with all my friends and the community, and it's just going to be a really fun night. It means a lot. Don't take it for granted. Very happy to be here.
It is quite a special full circle moment that you're currently talking on BFM about being nominated for a music award at the Tate Prize.
Yes, yes, it definitely is. Yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm letting it sink in.
Beautiful. Hey, huge congratulations. You look amazing. So excited for you. Hope you have an amazing rest of your night.
Oh, you too. And yeah, good luck with the package tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. She knows. She gets it. She knows the inside scoop. Okay, we're going to go back to you in the studio, Elle, for a quick song. Thanks so much.
Baby.
All right, it's Millie here from the Tates Awards. Oh my gosh. And I'm here with Cody and Mike from the Mint Chicks. How are we feeling?
It's good, good. Yeah.
Tired.
Yeah, we're tired.
Okay, why are we tired? Big day?
Just kids, looking after kids.
Yeah. Fair. So you're here because Classic Record, how does that feel for you, you know, 20 years on?
Feels like, for me, and I'll speak for both of us, it feels like 20 years ago.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Really cool.
It's a real honor. Right? It's like, it's quite a surprise, really. But yeah, it's a good way to make you feel old, that's for sure.
I feel like, do you reckon they were hanging out until the album turned 20 just so they could give you the award?
No, it's a good question. No, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, thank you so much for joining me here on the black carpet. It's been a real privilege to talk to you. We're all huge fans, you know. We got you in the gold category, so the track is played non-stop.
Yeah. Thanks, BFM.
Yeah, BFM
rules.
The
best.
BFM. Okay, Mint Chicks endorsed. Back to you in the studio, Al. I'm here with the team from Musician. How does it feel? it's so exciting to be here. It's just, yeah, very...
It's a privilege to be here.
Totally.
It's a privilege. Yeah.
Very stoked.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are we ready for tonight? Do we feel mentally prepared? Yeah, I feel like it's all just about celebrating, so...
We caught up, like, maybe an hour ago, the three of us, because Sam's flown up from Christchurch, so we felt mentally prepared about half an hour ago after we got all the chatting away.
Once the team reconnected, you know? Yeah. Look, I reckon half an hour is all you need, right? Yeah, no, totally.
If anything, it's too much, you know? I think we've overcooked. I think we're done, you know?
It's overbaked. You've got to fly back down to Christchurch and then do like a 180, I reckon, and come back.
I think I can manage that. We got our best stuff out like 45 minutes ago.
So, nominated for journalism. Oh, incredible. And I feel like the work you do with Musician is just like so honourable, and it's such a great little team, you know. Every time I run into you guys, I just feel like you're up to something so cool. So congratulations. We're rooting for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, stoked to be here. Totally. And
so no swears then, right?
No swears. Here we are. We're at the Tate Music Awards. I'm joined by legendary music journalist Hunter Keane. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Oh, I'm so excited to be on this side of the mic.
How does it feel to be interviewed by 95 BFM?
Oh my gosh, just like the best breakfast show in all of the country, and it's just me on the other side of the mic. I can't believe it.
It's an honor for both parties here, I think.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm stoked to be here at the Tate Music Prize celebrating independent music, including independent music journalism that we do, you and me.
Yeah, it's the best day, and so deserved your nomination. How's it feeling for you to be nominated for the Music Journalist Prize?
It's feeling incredibly surreal. Up until like the last couple months, this was like not something that I would ever have thought was an option for me or that I would be considered in this way. So feeling really blessed and feeling really supported by the community. So it's really nice.
Hard out. That's cute as. And you've also got like maybe your entire family here?
Yeah, I've got a big family. So I've kind of made a little mismatch of all my friends and whānau to come through. So obviously not my whole family couldn't be here. Yeah. We'd take up the whole room. So, but I'm stoked with the people that have come through to support for sure.
Yeah, they look very, very proud of you and really excited to be here. And I must say this outfit is very dapper. Tell us a little bit about what you're wearing and how you prepared for the day.
Okay, yeah, my moment to shine.
Yeah.
Well, you don't often get to dress up all nice like this. So I put on, I don't know, a plain suit, nice white shirt, Porter James shirt, Porter James pants.
Nice.
This jacket is from a UK brand.
Oh, okay.
I got my Italian loafers on.
Okay, Italian loafers.
Like, you know, I had to go all out. How often do you get to, you know, be recognized in this way? So I'm here, I gotta do it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're so excited for you. Congratulations. Hope you have the most amazing night. And best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Good luck with the rest of the evening. I'm sure you'll be nice and busy, and I'll see you afterwards.
We'll see you afterwards for a beer. Back to you in the studio, Al. Thanks so much.
Woo! BFM!
Dick Move. Dream, Believe, Achieve. You've done it. You dreamed, you believed.
And we've achieved. We've done it all.
Pretty much. How are you feeling tonight?
Shitting myself. Just excited, happy. This is a very big, new, fancy place. A little different from the previous years, but excited.
Very excited. Real upgrade, eh? It's almost a little bit more disconcerting going into an awards night, right? Where the nerves are already running slightly
high.
It
is. I mean, normally, I know Q Theatre like the back of my hand. I know those toilets. I know the bar. I know the smoking area, so
it's do it blindfolded.
Exactly. Here I'm like, where the hell are we? We're on Hobson Street. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's totally wild. I mean, speaking of wild, you've had like a crazy year, all the way to Europe.
Yep, went to Europe. But yeah, good stuff.
It's just beautiful. It's beautiful to see you getting celebrated at this wonderful awards night. Is there anyone else you're kind of secretly rooting for tonight?
secretly rooting for Ma. Not even secretly, just like
outright.
Outright rooting for Ma. It's a pretty good bunch. So
yeah, I mean, it's like picking a favorite child, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me tonight, and yeah. I hope you have a good one.
Yeah.
And good luck.
It's party.
Back to you, Al. Alrighty, we're here at the Tate Awards, and I've got Laszlo from Ringlets. Hi.
Hi, kia ora.
How you going?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little bit nervous right now, but
why nervous?
I just had like a really busy day, and I didn't have a lot of time to get ready, but I made it.
You look pretty sharp. How long did this fit take to put together?
Real quick. I got home and I was almost like, I don't have time for a shower. But then I was like, wait, that's the worst idea I've ever had. So I had like a really quick one, and then probably like 10 minutes. But then the hair was like a little bit of teasing and straightening. That was maybe 10, 15 on that.
It's an impressive feat for how quickly it was thrown together.
Thank you.
Are you excited? I mean, it's a great album.
Thank you very much.
How did it feel to get nominated?
I'm very grateful, very very humbled to receive that nomination. Yeah, it was good. It was very it was nice. Yeah, good feeling.
When you get nominated, do you get like a wax sealed like letter in the post, or no? Do you just get like an email?
You just get an email now. I wanted like red wax, you know.
I think that's what Ringlets deserve.
That Tate wax.
Yeah, I really think. Well, best of luck for tonight. Thank you for chatting with me.
Thank you, Billy.
Yeah, we're rooting for you, BFM.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Back to you in the studio, Al. You guys look amazing. How much prep went into these fits?
Well, I had to go home from work and do it really fast.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I had a little bit of a nap and a glass of water, and then I threw my suit on.
I feel like the cost of living crisis is really singing out here. No one's had time to prepare.
It's so true.
It's true. You gotta live, you gotta work.
You gotta be on the hustle. Are you guys excited, nervous? How are we feeling?
Yeah, I think it might be the first ever award ceremony we're going as BB Rinks.
That's right, but minus Ben, who we miss Ben.
We wish Ben was here. Miss
Three quarters of the band is here.
Look, this is a live shout out. Ben, we miss you.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Yeah.
We love you, Benjamin Locke.
Yeah. well, it's really well deserved, the nomination, and we are totally rooting
well,
for you.
Without 95 BFM, we wouldn't have done
that's
it.
True,
so thank you so much.
True.
Yeah. All right, Chris.
Hey.
Hi.
It's great to be here tonight.
Chris Cumbie.
Very fancy venue.
This is really fancy.
And a little bit confusing as well, like lots of dazzling lights and a bit of a maze to get in.
It's quite maze-like, hey?
Yeah.
I'm starting to see sardine-like kind of elevators coming up full of famous people.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Yeah. I'm very happy. I'm very humbled to be nominated for this award against such incredible finalists.
No.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I've got a little speech prepared that I'll read out to my friends if I don't win, and I'll read out on stage if I do. The finalists tonight, crazy. And I'm really kind of, I'm very intrigued as to what the live performance is going to be. Like, how are they going to do the Mint Chicks thing? Will there be like a Mint Chicks covers band, or?
Well, I did
did just speak to Cody, so I know...
Is Cody here?
Yes, Cody is here, so...
I'd be happy with a Cody Nelson solo performance. Would be pretty sweet.
Oh.
Or if in math, they could each do solo stuff, and that would be good.
100%. Well, we're so stoked for you. I mean, the journalism category is really turning into a BFM represent party.
Yeah.
Which, look, I'm personally am all for. No bias here.
I'm very
close. Awesome. Well, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for chatting with me. And yeah.
I'm just overwhelmed with excitement right now.
Yeah, you seem remarkably chill.
No.
Okay, Chris. Yeah. Chris could be looking remarkably chill, yet not.
Let's go. All right.
Back to you, Al.
Thank you.
Party. Walk me through this outfit.
Okay, so I do art, and this is a skirt by Chris over there. It's actually the Swamp of Sadness from the Princess Chelsea ball, the fabric that was left over.
Okay,
and then all of these are old t-shirts. This is a Sonic Youth t-shirt and one of my Sailor Moon t-shirts.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I got my nails done and makeup done, but I was like, I'll get my nails done because I made this. So.
This is beautiful. Oh my gosh, you look incredible.
I don't know how long I'll last in it. I do like dressing up like a girl, but it's sort of uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of fabric and
got my flat docks and I've got some shorts.
Always be prepared.
Yeah, you got some stubbies. Just gotta bring it right down, eh?
Okay, I'm really excited for the flats and the stubbies to come out.
I'm gonna keep the top off.
How are we feeling? Nomination?
Oh, exciting. I feel so nervous because I just hate competitions.
Yeah.
But my friends keep on reminding me that it's just cool to be nominated and I'm already a winner, so that's awesome.
I feel like with the Tates as well, it's like, it's so difficult because it's such a close community, you know?
I just hate competition, and especially in arts. But I feel really proud because this album took ages and so much work and so much pushing myself that to be nominated for a Tate, to be nominated for the in the top 20 Silver Scrolls, it's like, job well done.
Crazy good.
Job well done. those are what I care about, and I feel really grateful.
I feel like the wait and the anticipation, like, it was all worth it in the end. Like, some of us were waiting years hearing those tapes.
Yeah, I know, because I really thought it was going to be way faster than it was, so.
Look.
But cheese takes time. Good cheese takes time. So.
Yeah.
Oh, this is live, eh? I'm sorry, I talk so much shit.
Sometimes you've got to start talking about cheese. Red fountains here. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's a kiss and a cuddle happening. It's beautiful.
Red fountains
smells so yum. Red fountains smells like cucumber.
Yeah.
I might as well chat to Red Fountain now. Okay, yeah, swap it out. Tag in.
I'm Red.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I can't believe we even met before. I met your daughter, I feel...
She is here.
So awesome.
Yeah.
How are you feeling tonight?
Oh, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing all my musical friends and celebrating the work that we do. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the Tates especially is such a kind of hub of community. Like, we're all friends here, right?
Yes, it's definitely the Tate Prize is more a celebration of what we do. So it doesn't feel like an awards ceremony to me, which is a good thing. It's like, we're just here to hang out and say hi and celebrate the work. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. And we're celebrating your album, How Love Bends.
Yeah, that's so nice. I feel very honoured.
We love it. We absolutely thrash it a bit.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
And it deserves thrashing, right?
Well, I mean, all the records, all the artists, and look, everyone works so hard. It's really hard to be a creative artist in our times at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I'm just grateful to be a part of an amazing community and to make music. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is a really beautiful thing. And I feel like, do you think we need it more now than ever?
Yeah, well, like, as a human, like, art is one of the things that's intrinsic to our being. And especially in times of stress or conflict, it's something that we do to make sense of the world. And it's an act of resistance in many ways. So, yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's indicative of the times that we have very little support top down at the moment.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, we need to keep creating. And it's hard because we're all hustling and finding it hard to survive.
Oh, yeah.
So is everybody. And as creative artists, you can bring some joy into people's hearts. You can bring solace, and you can also help inspire them to be shining their best light. So yes, fuck yeah, we definitely need more art.
Speaking of more art, EP out on Friday.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm super excited. It's such a it was such a great project to be a part of, and it's kind of been something that we've been doing, working, I guess, on the side a little bit, and it's different than what we've done before. So yeah, I've been really enjoying it.
It's sounding gorgeous. And sneak preview, listeners, we're going to have Reb up on Friday breakfast.
I can't wait to get up early and come and see you all. It's going to be really good.
Rosetta will make you a really good coffee.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, back to you, Al, in the studio. Thank you, Reb Fountain.
Thanks so much. See you on Friday.
Tate Music Prize. I'm joined by Womb. Kelda.
Kelda.
How are we feeling, guys?
Good.
Yeah.
It's quite happy. Amazing to come in here. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a swanky situation.
It is. It's quite swanky.
So excited for you guys. Nominated for the Tate Prize, but one is always heading somewhere. It feels like a big night for siblings, you know, the Mint Chicks, Womb. You sort of, do you feel like the next generation's Mint Chicks in a way?
That is very high praise.
The Mint Chicks.
I feel like you guys are sort of like Mint Chicks reincarnated.
They're, when we moved to New Zealand, we moved here in 2006, and they were like one of the biggest bands at that point, and we were like, love the Mint Chicks always, forever.
Hard out, so cool. How does it feel to be nominated for the Tate Prize? It must be pretty exciting.
It feels really wild. I think it's like, very surprising for us and very awesome to be
here. So honored.
Yeah, big honor.
Incredibly deserved though as well. It's such a beautiful record. I must say, you all look very steezy as well. Tell me a little bit about the prep for the night, what went into the outfit, any sort of like rituals before you came out tonight.
This, maybe you're better at getting dressed. Me and Hazard were like, fuck, what do we need to put on some clothes?
We just been in Australia, so I feel like all of our clothes are just like in suitcases. Yeah.
So just sort of like pull something out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
All of our clothes.
I'm wearing, this is yours, this is Freya's, the socks are yours. So.
It's the sibling way.
It's the sibling way. This is Gigi's.
Amazing. Love that so much. Hey, congratulations again. So excited for you and hope you guys have an amazing night.
Thank you.
Back to you in the studio, Al. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
everyone. We're here at the NZICC for the Tate Music Prize 2026. I'm joined by Ma. Kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora.
How are you feeling?
Hika kāna te ngākau. Also really nervous. Also just here with the homies. We just did a thing and now we're here. So we're just kind of doing what we need to get through this thing. Yeah,
you've come pretty much straight from your Oroata first gig, eh?
That's right, bro. That's right.
Me?
Shout out to Oroata.
Yeah, shout out. Looked like it was such a fun night. So much cool stuff happening down in Pōneke at the moment.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, we're all just coming together, being each other's biggest fans and just trying to make art together that is safe, that's sustainable, and that just keeps us all being passionate, eh? So really cool times right now.
Hard out. So cool. I mean, you said you were nervous, but you seem cool as a cucumber, and I must say, you look steezy as fuck. Can you tell me a little bit about this fit?
All right, so this whole fit is Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
Wellington locals. Liam Gray is the stylist. He did myself, Tony Douglas, and also Leo. So yeah, we're well looked after in Wellington for sure.
Mm, beautiful. And I want to talk about, you know, Blame It On The Weather, nominated for the Tate Prize. That's huge. I know that was a real labour of love for you, and it must feel really special to have that recognised in this way.
Yeah, definitely. It's just it's a community thing. I'm a bit obsessed with the community stuff right now. It works for me. I feel like it works for everyone else. So it's just nice that everyone's kind of getting their, our own flowers in some sort of way, eh? So just being in the space is crazy. We're just going to be chatting with lots of people that we're huge fans of, so we'll see how it goes, eh?
Yeah, atahua. Anything you're particularly sort of excited for tonight, or someone you might be excited to meet or hang out with?
I heard that Samara Lofa is performing with Moko Chan, so I'm there. I'm going to be there, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, I don't know if anyone is going to be moshing at Te Papai Theatre, but if ever they were, it would probably be tonight in that moment, eh?
It seems right, yeah. Absolutely.
Hard. Oh, so cool. So nice to see you, and congratulations. I'll let you get on with the rest of your night, but have a good one, eh?
Let me hear my G. Thank you.
Kia ora. Ka kite.
That was 95 BFM Live from the Tate Prize Ceremony.